Well, hey there. I'm Lauren Dimmitt Waters, and I'm a New York City-based blogger and influencer who's been covering beauty, style, and lifestyle for what seems like forever. But now, I'm a woman in midlife who wants to discover all of the secrets to growing younger. I'm ready to explore topics that deal with health and anti-aging, especially when it comes to beauty, fashion, wellness, and longevity. I'll find the foremost experts to unearth what's new, what works, and even what you shouldn't waste your money on. I'm on the hunt for the latest and greatest discoveries and strategies to help us all get through this journey called life with a little humor and a lot of attitude. I want to keep fighting the fight so we can all grow old ungracefully. So welcome to Beauty is a Bitch. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to a new episode of Beauty is a Bitch. We took a little time off for the holidays, but we're back. Happy New Year, everyone. And I think you're going to like what we're going to discuss today because we're talking about beauty, menopausal beauty. So my guest today is Helen Mary Finley. She is a highly accomplished Hollywood makeup artist and skincare expert and a menopause advocate with over 20 years of experience. Helen's impressive portfolio includes blockbuster movies like Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End and popular TV shows like Parks and Recreation, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Modern Family, Barry, and The Goldbergs. In 2020, Helen founded Finley & Green, driven by her personal experience with frustration with the lack of meaningful options for menopausal women. With over 50 million women in the U.S. and nearly 1 billion globally expected to experience menopause by 2025, the market needs more skincare specifically tailored to their needs. In August 2023, Finley & Green launched their highly anticipated Skin Revitalizing Moisturizer, the first in a comprehensive line formulated to address the unique needs of skin during the menopausal transition. This groundbreaking entry into the $600 billion menopause market creates a new subcategory for skincare. Welcome. How are you, Helen?
I'm great. It's great. It's great to be here. Thank you.
We're so happy to have you. We are going to talk about quite a bit today. Yeah. And I always love talking about this expanding menopausal market and when people are finally waking up and making products for us. So Let me ask my first question. We already know menopause can wreak havoc on many aspects of our lives, but what does menopause actually do to the skin?
Well, the big culprit is estrogen, right? Which is a culprit for all the other kind of things we have during menopause. But when estrogen declines, it really does affect the skin. It makes your skin drier. For one, during menopause, you actually retain a lot less fluid. So there's a real reason why you should be drinking water. We all get told that. We think, yeah, but there is an actual reason to drink it during menopause. And the other big thing I think people don't realize is that, you know, your collagen levels, that great thing that kind of makes your skin plump and elastic and things, that declines during menopause. And that's as a result of your declining estrogen because the two are linked. So when your estrogen levels drop, so does your collagen. And crazily enough, your collagen levels drop 30% in the first 5 years of menopause, which is, you know, crazy. And then 2% then every year thereafter. So yeah, so you've got your dry skin, you're trying to handle, it's itchy, it can be tight, you've got thinner skin. Mm-hmm. So that will mean that your dark circles under your eyes are just much more amplified, most likely. You've got more fine lines and wrinkles, hyperpigmentation. If you're like me, that was really bad and I used using sunscreen because I just wanted to have a tan.
Oh, yep, that's me, yep.
Right, it's definitely me. So those brown spots are going to come back to haunt you. Mm-hmm. And it's just other things like enlarged pores, unwanted facial hair. You know, the list is endless, unfortunately.
It really is. And it seems to grow by the day.
Right.
Okay, so I know we're supposed to be moving away from the term anti-aging, yet it seems youth today is scared of aging. What are we as menopausal women doing wrong that they're so scared?
I don't know what they're doing wrong. I think the big thing that with the youth is it's social media. You know,
right. We're
told we should be body positive and
right.
we should be authentic. Yet to me, Instagram is the antithesis of that. It's complete opposite. You know, it's fakesville because everyone's airbrushing or using filters. But I guess it's kind of got mainstream and we've all got caught on that hamster wheel. So I blame social media, but for us, you know, we're now being targeted on social media. We're being told how we're supposed to look at 40, 50, 60, and 70. You know, we've seen Martha Stewart, you know, on the cover of a magazine coming out of a swimming pool. And, you know, God love her. Good for her. But, you know, I don't know. It's just a lot of pressure, unnecessary pressure.
Well, it seems that it's also then affecting our mental health and confidence, right? So,
yeah.
Because, you know, Instagram, TikTok, even women our age are being bombarded with what we're supposed to look like. Yeah. And it's trickling down to the youth, which seems a little counterproductive.
Definitely does.
Because we're trying to say you shouldn't fear aging, yet we have 12-year-olds fearing aging, which is terribly frightening. It seems like we're moving backwards.
Yeah, you know, and 20-year-olds using Botox and filler too. I mean, I don't know. I personally have a thing with that. It's sad to me because, you know, that's the time when your skin is so great, so plump anyway. And I think if you start altering yourself so much, I think it does affect your mental health too. You have some kind of body dysmorphia after a while, you know, because you can't live without that stuff. You know, certainly I think if you start with it young, you know, if you're older and you're going for it, great. You know, maybe right. You're just a bit more sure of yourself and you're doing it for other reasons. But I think when you start doing that stuff when you're really young, I think it can lead to bigger issues. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And we kind of prepped a little yesterday, but we had kind of talked about like actresses, you know, because you work with them in Hollywood. How do you see this affecting their mental health? Like this striving for youth and the focus on youth.
It's hard. You know, it really is. And now because, you know, you're growing older at a time when technology is getting so much better, right? So, and your TV screens at home are massive. And then obviously the movie screens. And so your face is blown up on these massive screens for everyone to see your flaws. That's what they have. That's how they feel. When, you know, we think they're beautiful or whatever, but it is, it's just that everything's magnified, I think. And the media is just horrible, isn't it? When you see celebrities, you know, getting out of the ocean and they pick on their cellulite on their legs. I mean, cellulite is normal. We all have it. Why are you picking on them? You know,
they're real people. I got it. I know. But it's not even just the media. I think it's also the comments on social media from, you know, the rest of us that are not celebrities. It's terrible. It's you know, to pull somebody down. To make yourself feel better is just really horrible.
Yeah.
No, it really is.
No, I know.
So don't do that.
Exactly.
Don't be the problem. Right. Okay. So how can we feel good in our skin and remain body positive?
It's really kind of resetting how we think and acknowledging there's only so much we can do. It's really a journey that we're on and we're all going to be on it at some point. But that, I mean, I'm struggling. I'm trying to do that myself and I know it's not easy. And it's also to be easy on ourselves. You know, menopause is a really tough time. You know, it can be especially tough for some women. You know, there is, you know, I don't want to be like down, you know, down and depressing, but, you know, there are some women really, really suffer and it results in suicides, you know, so it can't, you know, on the extreme end, it can be really, really bad. You know, you don't want it to get that far, but it's just about trying to feel good about yourself, eating healthily. Again, we're all told to eat healthily, but there is a real reason during menopause why you should eat healthily, getting those nutrients into your skin, because you can feel, tired, you know, low energy or anything like that. Exercise, endorphins really help how you feel. Try and get outside in the sunlight too. It can lift your mood. But there are all the things you can do. But again, it's easier said than done. I was in the changing room recently over Christmas trying to buy some underwear and there's a three-way mirror. And I saw myself from the back I've never seen before in years. And it terrified me. And I got really, really conscious of how I'm now looking. You know, my skin is looser, even though I work out almost every day. And it's, you know, and I just in the end, I kind of just knocked myself in the thought, you know what, I just got to try and embrace it, love it, and keep going. But yeah,
seems to me, I feel like my body since I entered menopause has changed overnight, which is terribly frightening. Like I was in a dressing room the other day and I almost fell over when I caught a view of, like, I look like my mom, like,
right,
when she was old, you know?
Where's the wrinkly skin come from?
Exactly. Like, come on. I work out like a, like, come on. I take care of myself. I eat. It's like, ugh, it's really disheartening. I can see. And then you're right. Some days, or even it can happen many times within a day. I can feel good about myself at one period during the day. And then, you know, half an hour later, I can be like, oh my God, what's happening?
You know? And, you know, what we say to the youth, you know, you should be looking at good role models. But in a way, it's the same for us now, looking for those women that are really empowering. So for me, you know, Pamela Anderson, I think, is just not that gorgeous. She's a great person anyway. But look at her now. She's really embracing that no makeup look, the natural hair, and she's beautiful, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I look at like Andy McDowell, who's gone gray, and she looks gorgeous. I mean, they're beautiful women. I mean, they were beautiful when they were younger, and they're just age, they're owning it. And I think it's great. I think we should all take a lesson from that.
I think so. Yeah. I think it's just that confidence. Try and stay confident, you know, because I think if you feel confident in yourself, you actually exude beauty, you know, and I think that's really attractive.
Well, I you and I were discussing yesterday about how you should do what feels right to you, you know, and your journey may be different than my journey, may be different than the other next person's journey, which is great, which is why I myself, you know, try to tell people you do you, you know, I've had some people say to me, some women that are, you know, around my age, oh, you know, you look good. What are you doing? And I'm like, well, what I'm doing might not work for you. And I may be doing more or less than you want to do. Like, it's your journey. You know, I don't judge you for, and I hope you don't judge me, and everybody should do what's right for themselves. I would hope.
I think so too. And maybe that's that thing now, you know, as we're getting older, it's a bit more empowering. We can say no now. Whereas when we were younger, it was really hard to say no. But now we can. And I think that can be, like I said, empowering. And
no is a great word. Yes. I've been using it a lot more lately because I'm always inclined to say yes. And then I regret it. So
you and me both.
Okay. Now you say that menopause skin symptoms start sooner than you think. Can you explain what that means and what can we do for it, like prevention, anti-aging prevention?
Yeah, I think really it's all about awareness. And I think a lot of women don't realize that menopause actually lasts a third of your life. And there are four phases. And so the first phase is called premenopause and starts on average 35. And then you've got perimenopause around about 42. And again, you can have babies at that time. And I think most people aren't really thinking about menopause at that age either, right? Because they still think it's this old woman affliction. You know, it's not. So it's being aware that at that age, things are changing. Your hormone, you know, your estrogen levels are dropping. It has an effect on your skin and your hair and your body. So it's just really being aware and maybe, you know, doing exercise. Again, I keep saying exercise, but strength exercise, resistance exercise, they're great forms of prevention. And even, you know, when you're older too, to keep your balance so you don't fall over. So there's things like that, using products too that are really created and designed for that phase of your life. I think really the key is awareness, just knowing that these things are going to happen. And, you know, and if you see change in your body or you're not feeling that great and there's other symptoms, maybe you're getting a little bit depressed. Because, you know, menopause, one of the symptoms of menopause is depression and anxiety. So it's good to go and have a checkup. Even if you think, I can't be menopause, you never know, right? Go and get a checkup and just talk to your doctor. I think that's key. I really, really do.
I agree. You know, it's funny. I was at the gym the other day and I heard this woman saying that she was going to go see a neurologist because she can't remember anything. And she thinks that, you know, like sometimes can't find words. Yeah. And I'm thinking, okay, should I say something? Should I not? You know, and I kind of know her. So I just kind of said, it's probably menopause. You probably have meno brain, you know, brain fog. She's like, oh, I don't. I said, listen, between you and me, I went and had all these tests done a couple of years ago because I'm like, what is going on? I couldn't remember simple words. I'm sort of making up words. You know, it was, I was like, what's happening here? And I got really afraid. Yeah. And so I went and had all the tests done, everything done. And guess what? I'm fine. I mean, it's menopause, you know, it's brain fog and probably also from COVID as well. But, you know, I was having some memory issues. It's coming back. It's not where I was, but it's coming back. So I just said to her, I said, don't rule it out. You know, I mean, yeah. If it makes you feel better, go have all the tests done. Cause God only knows I did it, you know, but.
I know it's true. I mean, there was one day I felt like I lost 30 minutes of my life because the brain fog was so awful. Yeah. And I mean, and at the beginning too, I went to my doctor thinking I might have had the early, you know, onset dementia.
Yep, of course. Yep.
You know, and I ended up going on hormone replacement therapy. I know it's divisive and not for everybody, but for me, that was just a godsend. It was also
Me too.
Just from the brain fog and from the anxiety I was getting, you know, I was getting really bad anxiety. And it was really, really good for me, to be honest. And it actually helped my confidence a bit because I wasn't so anxious all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I agree. I also understand where this woman's coming from because God only knows a huge weight was lifted when it was confirmed that it was not early onset anything and that, you know, my brain looks fine, you know, whatever, but it was, you know, it makes me feel better, but that's a huge weight lifted. However, I don't think I'm ever going to be back to where I was before, as far as my brain goes. It's just,
I hope that's not the case.
Well, yeah. It's better. It's getting better, but it's definitely, it's been a few years or a couple of years now. So I'm just sort of like, maybe this is where I am now, you know, we'll figure it out. So let's talk makeup. So do you have makeup tips to share with us? I love some. And if there's any that you have that are cost effective, that would be great.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things you can do that doesn't cost that much money.
Great.
You know, I actually believe less is more. So that means you have, you know, you don't have to buy so much makeup is the other thing, or skincare. So for me, I think I would say the core skincare products you should probably be looking for is, you know, a good cleanser, a moisturizer, an eye cream, and maybe a serum and a body cream. But body creams don't have to be expensive. You know, you can get Aquaphor or CeraVe or something. Shea butter can be really cheap. You can get it in like the bucket loads. It's great for, you know, your body. So there's things like that. Other things too is avoiding hot baths and hot showers. That will just strip your skin of any moisture. Even though in this weather, it just feels so much better, right?
I know. Limit
the time in those in your shower and bath too. So again, you'll save money that way. But the big thing I would say is if you have a moisturizer and especially one with hyaluronic acid, which is that, you know, buzz ingredient that's in a lot of things now, if you have that, put it on within 60 seconds of cleansing your face, within washing your face, and don't dry your face completely. Keep it a little moist because if you put your moisturizer on, it's going to grab that moisture from the surface of your skin and draw it into your skin because that's what hyaluronic acid does. It absorbs moisture from the atmosphere and it brings it in. So if you have moisture on your skin, it's going to add, it's basically a double whammy. You're going to get the benefit of your moisturizer plus that extra moisture on the surface.
You're going to lock the water in. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is that kind of, well, and then a lot of people talk about slugging, mm-hmm. you know, like putting an occlusive on like a Vaseline or an Aquaphor on before they go to sleep to kind of lock in the moisture too. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't do that. But okay. I have hot flashes and things like that, and it would just be a complete mess for me. But if it works for you, go for it. You know, I think that's the other thing. Try different things out, and if that works for you, great. The other thing too is, you know, again, we've already talked about drinking plenty of fluids and stuff, but it's being gentle on your skin. You know, avoid those exfoliants that, you know, those ones that have the pine kernels in, or the sugar crystals. They will destroy your skin barrier, which, you've spent all that money on your moisturizer and your cream. Well, you've wasted it if you do that. And also be really go easy on the retinoids. I know a lot of people love those, but you know, during menopause, your pH level, I think I said, has changed. So you're much more sensitive. So those products that you used to use, you might not be able to use it now. And you might be a lot less tolerant to different products. So go easy on the retinoids. I don't use them myself because I can't tolerate them anymore. And then the good things, I guess I avoid matte makeup because I just think that accentuates my line. So I now go for cream eyeshadows. You don't have to have expensive ones. I mean, Tom Ford has those great ones in the pots, which I just love, but they're expensive. But you can get cheaper drugstore ones. Bobbi Brown always has a sale on generally. There's generally always 40%. And she has those great eyeshadow sticks. Mm-hmm. They're fantastic. They're cream. They're great.
Oh, yeah, I have those. They're great. They're great.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing is cream blusher. Burt's Bees has a fantastic stick. It's an argan stick. It's brilliant. You can generally get, you know, two for one. But then, you know, there's other, you can go much more expensive and get that Westman, Gucci Westman stuff or whatever, or, you know, Jones Road. There's lots of different brands now. But
yeah, I'm a fan of OG. OG is one I love.
I love those.
What else? What other ingredients?
Well, it's all about adding moisture, you know, whether in your skincare or your makeup. Again, don't over define your eyebrows. You know, some women do that real stenciled look, and that really ages you because it draws you to there, you know, your creases in someone's eyes. Eyeliner too. I would, you know, I can't wear a black anymore. It's just too harsh on me.
Me too.
Yeah. So
I've switched to brown. Okay, good. All right. I'm doing something right. Excellent.
Even dark grays, colors like that are great. What else is good?
What about mascara? Like mascara color. I just bought today, as a matter of fact, one that's like, it said black brown. I was like, ooh.
That's a good one to go for.
Okay, good. I've never bought that before. I've always had black, but they had like black, very black, ultra black, cosmic black, and then black brown. I was like, I'll take that one.
Yeah. I mean, again, I think L'Oreal, they definitely do a black brown and MAC.
So does Maybelline, because this is Maybelline.
Maybelline's great. Actually, the eyeliner, brow liner I use is Maybelline. It's fantastic. Oh.
Yeah. Which one is that? Just share that if you don't know.
I remember to tell you. It's called the Express Brow.
Express Brow. Okay. I'm writing these down.
Love, love, love it. And it's got, you know, a little spoolie like a lot of them have. But I love the colors, to be perfectly honest. That's a really great one.
Can we still have fun with colors? Or what are your thoughts on that?
I think go for it.
Sounds
stupid, but even a pale blue can look really good sometimes. Right. You know, Cameron Diaz wore that the other night, you know, and she looked absolutely fantastic. And Charlize Theron had like this baby kind of pink. It looked really, I guess it's a shade of color, you know, you go for, but why not try it out? If it looks good, go for it, you know? My favorite mascara right now, because I had a problem with mascaras flaking and it would get stuck in my creases.
Yeah.
And a good one that I have right now is called, it's Clinique's, and it's the High Impact Mascara.
Oh, I'm going to write that down too.
And I go for black. I went for black on that one. I think it's really, really good.
Well, I always do. I just saw this. I'd never seen black brown before. Or maybe I have, but this time I picked it up. We'll see. I'll try it tomorrow.
Well, I always have it in my makeup kit because I think it's always a good go-to for sure. The other thing too is I now probably pencil my lips. Like I never pencil my lips up until a couple of years ago. But I would go for kind of a lip color that's pretty close to your natural one. Senna Cosmetics has a great range of naturals. Right now, I'm using one called Purr, P-U-R-R, and I love that. And then all I do is, you know, put a little bit of lip balm and you're good to go. So this little thing you do, you don't have to spend that much money. But you
I
may
agree. I think that drugstore mass and mass market makeup has come such a long way, like especially in like the past 10, 15 years.
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, beautiful stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, now I think I was in CVS the other day, and you know that Naked palette that you see in Sephora and everything. I can't remember who makes that now, but they have palettes that look exactly like that.
Oh, I know.
Surprise.
It's fantastic. You want to hear something even funnier? I did a test at Dollar Tree because some people were saying there's good, you know, some nice colors there. So I went to go check it out, and they actually had a little palette with those Naked colors.
Yeah.
For like $1.25. Now, was it the best I've ever used? No. Did it deposit really well? Not really, but like to keep it in your purse or like to take it on an overnight trip. Like, yeah, for that, it's fine, you know, but the colors were beautiful.
Yeah.
No. You know, all right. Oh, let's talk sunscreen.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Don't forget that sunscreen. I mean, all year round, yeah, even in the winter months, you're gonna get skin damage from those rays. And the other reason too, even if you're not wanting to go out, the blue rays from your computer and your mobile devices, they damage your skin. So yeah, don't forget the sunscreen. The one I love, I've loved for a long time actually, because I've always hated sunscreen because I hated that feel, that chlorine feeling that you get. And then you put your makeup on and it just felt too much. But Elta MD, I love it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And dermatologists like it too. So that's good.
Yeah. And you can get it on Amazon now and stuff. You can get it on, was it the Derm store, and get it on subscription. But it's great. And I never use less than a 45. I know people say there's no point after 25, but I disagree because I burn on a 25. So, and I don't on a 45. So I go for the 45, and I go for the one with the tint. I love
it. Yeah, why not?
It's great. And it gives you that nice little glow. I actually mix it because I don't have sunscreen in my foundation, the one I'm using right now. So I'll mix that. And it's really good. It gives that healthy summer glow. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, I've been told you shouldn't rely on makeup SPF anyway, because it's inferior quality and they have to make sure that it keeps. So it's usually not like one that a dermatologist would want you to put directly on your skin anyway.
Exactly.
So I do like first sunscreen and then foundation. Or if I use one like the Elta MD one that has some tint in it, that's usually fine for, you know, for day.
Yeah.
But I agree. I always tell everybody my number one anti-aging trick is wear sunscreen. That is, and I was the sun worshiper too, and I'm paying for it. But you know, I'd say for the past 20 years or so, I don't even go near a window without sunscreen on.
Well, I live in LA, right? And you're driving around. And the other day I had my hands on the steering wheel and like my hands, and oh my God, I got all these brown spots on my hand. I'm going to be like one of these little women that wear the gloves soon, you know?
I know some people that do that. I should too. I keep sunscreen in the car.
Good.
And I put it on my hands my hands. My steering wheel is a mess, but what are you going to do? What are some resources you recommend?
Well, there's a great nonprofit called Let's Talk Menopause. I just love it. It's to me the most easily digestible website. It's got great posts on there, articles on there for you to read, but also for your partner to read too. You know, they've got some great things. They have a phenomenal checklist, a menopause checklist. So they've got on one side, it's got all these symptoms, and you just have to check the box. Have you felt that way in the last month, 3 months, 6 months, or whatever? But that checklist is so good to take it to your doctor and you know, and also you feel better about yourself because you're being proactive as well.
Right.
So think that also that website, another reason it's great is that it's teamed up with the North American Menopause Society, and who basically, I think they must have done, well, NAMS as they call it, must have done a training program for doctors and nurse practitioners, because you obviously know that, you know, 80% of doctors feel uncomfortable talking about menopause.
Right, right.
And so if you go on Let's Talk Menopause, they have a list of all doctors and nurse practitioners that have gone through that, you know, that education.
Yep.
So that's great, you know, and you can find someone who's going to be empathetic. So that's great. The North American Menopause Association is great. There's a few books. My favorites are The Menopause Manifesto. That's a good one. What Fresh Hell Is This? That's kind of a good lighthearted take on menopause. And The Complete Guide to Menopause by Dr. Mukherjee is another really good one. So, and obviously the North American Society of Menopause Society has what they call the Menopause Guidebook, which is really good. It's a bit dry for me, but it's a really good book and it has a lot of great reference points. So I always mention that one.
They also have a great database for if you want to find a specialist of menopause in your area.
Yeah, they do.
It's great for that. Hopefully it's growing. I know some doctors that are solely now just practicing for menopause now. So that's great. You know, it's happening. I think we're starting to see. I knew something was up when I saw an ad all the time for hot flashes, or a drug for hot flashes. I'm like, okay, here we go. If the drug industry is waking up, you know, they see this as a big market. I mean, I do see a big difference between today and even 2 years ago. So I'm really excited to see what the future holds, because I say the more the merrier.
Yeah, you know, because it shouldn't be that taboo. And thankfully, it's less of a taboo now. Everyone's talking about it, which goes to show that, you really need to, well, you've got to talk to your partner, you know, because for lots of reasons, so they can support you. But, you know, sex can be uncomfortable during menopause. You know, you can, you know, your libido, you know, changes. So talking to your partner, telling them how they can support you is one great thing. And also, both you and your partner knowing that this is not going to last forever, these feelings, you know, it's just a phase, right? Tell your kids, even the boy, you know, your boys, not just your girls, but just so everyone knows what to expect, you know, I think it's important.
It's not something I've actually, you're right. I mean, I've got boys and they're, maybe not quite yet.
Yeah. You don't have to sit them down, but I think they should know that, you know, if they're old enough, obviously, mom's got a hot flash or whatever, you know, I don't know. Just knowing that it's normal.
Yeah. You know that utter rage I had towards you the other day? Well, this is great. Is there anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
Talk to your girlfriends, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's the other thing, because you know what? Your girlfriends can be a great support system, you know? And And just try and feel good about yourself and know you're not alone, basically, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I like the beauty tips, though. I'm always up for beauty tips, especially ones that don't cost a lot. So,
right. No, me too.
We almost forgot to talk about your new product that just launched recently.
Sorry.
So tell us about it.
Yeah, I launched it last August. So what is that, about 5 months, something like that. It's great. It's a moisturizer for menopause, for the full transition. It's buildable. So, you know, you can get the right hydration for you. And I'm sure you'll love it, to be perfectly honest. It's just a great hydrator.
And you use it like day and night?
Yeah, morning. You can do it as, you know, in the morning, in the evening. You can even use it as a 10-minute mask. It's great. Oh. I even run it across my lips too, because it's got hyaluronic acid. So it's good for your lips. It plumps you up a little bit.
What are some of the other the special ingredients in it that can you share with us?
Yeah. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got ceramides, peptides.
Oh, great.
It's got squalene in it. It's just, like I said, a really great hydrator, but we've used really high-end ingredients and at levels that really work. So you're going to see a difference. You're going to feel a difference. Try it out.
Okay. And where, how do we try it out? Where do we go?
Right. Yeah. You can go to our website, finleyandgreen.com. And, you know, there's a discount. You know, we'll give you that code. This, yeah.
But what's the code is what? I think you said B20, right?
B20 is the code.
Okay. Yeah. To save 20%?
Exactly.
Okay. I'll make sure to put a link in the show notes so everybody try this face cream. The word, when you said squalene, that's like, I'm in. I love the way products with squalene work. So that's awesome. All right. Well, thanks. We're gonna wrap it up. And if you've enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out a lot. I have a new pro-aging podcast, I promise, bi-weekly. So please email Lauren at fountainof30.com for sponsorship opportunities. Take care, everybody. And remember, talk about menopause with your girlfriends. Until next time, take care, everybody.